Samoa, Tahiti, Tonga, exotic islands of palm trees and lagoons, magical islands of the South Pacific that call to us from halfway around the world. This is George Saunders, welcoming you to Papeete, capital of Tahiti, a green paradise in the South Seas. Here is a port of dreams where luxury liners tie up next to yachts, pearling boats and picturesque trading schooners. The French artist Gauguin came here over 70 years ago seeking an escape from the complexities of civilization. In Tahiti, he found a primitive, slow-paced harmony between man and nature and spent the rest of his life trying to capture it on canvas.
We will find it too.
Thank you. Ni ya sebe madafa. الموضوع فيها قورية وطعم والرب لها بصمت صوار وما ننساش العيلة خطا على خطا نفتهم بحويجة نجنبني فرحوا بيا
يفرحوا بيا
على ماشي في بلادي يفرحوا بيا ربتني كبرت بدلتها قورية على ماشي في بلادي يفرحوا بيا حلوا ما عليكم لي خمشتوا العقلية
Come shining through.
garotas tão lindas que até dá vontade de comê-las. Manamaiê, 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 Manamaiê. No meio da couve-flor tem a flor, tem a flor, que além de ser uma flor tem sabor. Dentro do porta-luva tem a luva, tem a luva, que alguém de unhas negras e tão afiadas se esqueceu de pôr. Manamaiê, demonstrar o meu apego. Manamaiê,
bizu, 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 bizu,
bizu,
bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu,
bizu,
bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu, bizu,
we'll be right back. Con, na bouye, aye.
18th century, they were probably met with a sight like the one in picture 6. Grass skirts and hula drums beating out the ancient rhythms of their peoples. Tahiti is famous for its hip-wiggling, earth-shaking hula.
Zimbabwe, inyika yemhondo, kuratidza kuti mhondo wakagarwa hondo vaitungamirirwa hondo nemidzi mukuru dzimukuru yeZimbabwe.
Llorarás igual que yo.
Algún día pagará por tu traición.
Llorarás igual.
And now, for a final view of the South Seas, we watch the splendor of a tropical sunset. We have drifted from island to island like clouds blown by the trade winds. The winds of change are drifting nearer the South Seas too, and as our world grows ever smaller, even these distant islands are not so far away as they once were. But they still offer beauty and peace and people who know the secret of living in harmony with nature. If the South Sea Islands were ever to lose those qualities, the world would be the poorer for it.